All right, buddy, here we go. Monday morning, time for trivia on WCHL. And who you got? Who you got in your trivia corner? If you want to have a trivia off, Freddie Kiger.
I'm here.
Weighing in at 155 pounds.
Fighting at the...
Soaking wet.
Fighting at the paperweight division.
He's got all kinds of questions in his head. And he also has the answers.
Well, so some of them I do.
Yeah.
And you know what? We must make mention, particularly with the weather of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Chilly Willy.
Yeah.
Today's the vernal equinox.
Oh, really? I hadn't really thought about
that. Spring has officially arrived during the course of this day.
Uh-huh.
And yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, good for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's all good.
So hopefully things will be continuing to warm, and we'll get some, gosh, azaleas and dogwoods. And
I don't want to see any more freezing, I'll tell you that much. Well, what kind of question you got today?
Athletic wear. It may not have something to do with basketball, but we'll do something that kind of a connection with basketball and sports.
Okay.
Athletic wear.
Okay.
You ready? Here we go, folks. What South African antelope... lent its name to a brand of athletic shoe.
Okay.
What South African antelope lent its name to a brand of athletic shoe? Ha ha.
Okay.
You stumped me, man.
The wheels were turning. I got
over
this
there.
Blank look on my face, don't I?
No. You didn't. You were thinking. So if you know what South African antelope lent its name to a brand of athletic shoe that I will give a couple of hints, was founded in 1958 in England, you give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
All right. Call right now and you could be a winner.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, I'm going to tell you, you're talking about a South African antelope that lent its name to an athletic shoe company. I can't come up with it. I don't know why.
The Reebok.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The Reebok.
I never knew Reebok was an antelope.
Yep. Founded by Joe and Jeff Foster in 1958 in Bolton, England, the now global footwear company is now a subsidiary of Adidas. Joe and Jeff back then, however, selected the name Reebok, R-A-E-B-O-K, after having found the name in a South African dictionary, won in a running race by Joe Foster, one of the two founders, as a boy. The name is Afrikaan for the gray Reebok, R-H-E-B-O-K, a type of African antelope.
I had no idea.
So R-H-E-B-O-K was turned into R-E-E-B-O-K, Reebok.
All right. Learned something this morning.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy wins a race as a boy. He's given a South African dictionary and thumbing through it, Reebok.
Wow. That's kind of cool. Thank you.
That is kind of cool.
I'm glad I know that.
All right.
I'm going to go out and stump somebody today and ask them that question.
Let me know.
Somebody who wasn't listening. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Yes, sir, buddy. Thanks.